The laws of attending a simcha, a joyous event, a communal meal, relevant to an avol, somebody in avelus, for the passing of a parent. So while this is a very broad subject that covers many details and cases, in this lesson we will just give a general overview over the subject, a joyous event, and the cases of allowance. Should note that this halacha primarily is geared for avelim, for the passing of a parent after shloshim, as during shloshim, while many of the laws are similar, they are a little more stringent in terms of the cases of leniency and allowances. So let's begin. As part of the mourning period that a child, a son and daughter, must go through, must abide by during the 12 months after the passing of a mother or father, the sages enacted that they should not participate in a joyous event, particularly a joyous meal. While other relatives of the deceased end all their mourning customs after shloshim, the sons and daughters continue to follow through with their mourning customs until the end of the 12 months. And thereby many questions come up. Can they participate in a wedding, in a bris, Sheva brachas, etc., etc.? And the following is the general overview on the subject. While in general there is a restriction against participating in any meal during the 12 months, the level of prohibition is different regarding if it's a sudas reshus, which means a common meal that you eat with others, it's a regular communal meal, or if it's a sudas mitzvah, or if it's a wedding, etc. So the main isser applies towards a wedding, as although it is a sudas mitzvah, it is an extremely joyous occasion and the most joyous occasion that one can have by a meal. And therefore, it's ruled in the Shulchan Aruch, in the Ramah 391-2 in Yeridaya, that it's forbidden for a mourner over a parent to participate in any sudas mitzvah which contains joy, such as a wedding feast, throughout the 12 months. Now the question is asked, what about a sudas mitzvah that does not contain any joy, or at least does not contain the same level of joy as a wedding? So practically, this matter is debated amongst the Paiskim. As recorded in the Ramah, some Paiskim hold that after Shloshim it's permitted for the children to participate in a Sudas Mitzvah without restriction, if it doesn't contain joy, such as a Pinyan Aben and a Bris Milah, that although it's a joyous occasion, it's not on the same level as a wedding. Other Paiskim overrule that it's Aser for an Avot to participate, even by a Sudas Mitzvah, even if it doesn't have a lot of joy. And practically, amongst Ashkenazim, so is the custom that mourners of a parent avoid participating in any Sudas Mitzvah throughout the entire 12-month period. However, this only applies, this custom of being stringent only applies if the suda is taking place outside the mourner's home, so he doesn't go out to a suuda, even if it's a sudas mitzvah. But if it's taking place in his own house, then it's mutter. And this is one of the prime ways of circumventing the problem. You have a family simcha coming up, and there is an avulam in the family that has a restriction. If you make the sudas mitzvah meal take place in his home, then he may participate without restriction. The only exception to this is a wedding meal, which is forbidden, even if it takes place inside your home, which includes a Sheva Brachas, because it's connected to a wedding, so making a Sheva Brachas in the Avol's home does not help, because it's a Sudas Mitzvah with a lot of Simcha, but a regular Sudas Mitzvah does help. This is all regarding Ashkenazim. However, Sfardim have accepted the lenient approach that we mentioned, and they allow participating in Sudas Mitzvahs even outside the home if they are not wedding-related. Now, what about a meal with friends, a public meal? Nothing to do with a sudas mitzvah. It's a get-together. You all want to go out to a restaurant or get together to eat at a friend's house. So everyone agrees, even the Sfardim, that while there's a machlekes by the sudas mitzvah, by a sudas mereyus, a plain, mundane meal of gathering together with friends, is forbidden for an avol to participate in throughout the 12 months. And this applies whether it's taking place in a restaurant or whether it's taking place in your friend's house. It makes no difference. Whether it's taking place in shul, it doesn't matter. However, here too, if the meal will take place in the home of the avol, of the mourner, then he may participate in it, as only wedding meals are restricted from participation even in the house of the avol. Now, what about being invited as a Shabbos guest for a meal by somebody's house? So it's recorded in the Achreinim, in the Taz, in the Bach, that some Paiskim rule that it is forbidden for an avol or for a parent within 12 months to invite guests or be invited out as guests for a meal. Practically, however, on Shabbos, one may be lenient on this matter to invite guests and eat out as guests, even if you are an avol within 12 months of the passing of a parent, Rahman al-Itzlan, although you may still not participate in a public meal, as we already stated. What is the law regarding relatives of the Bala Simcha and regarding if you serve, if you act like a waiter, like a mishamish, is there any leniency that allows you then to participate in the meal? So these two subjects are in their own right deserving of a individual lesson, which is beyond the scope of this class. Practically in short, the halacha is as follows. While there is basis in halacha to be lenient to participate in a meal if you are waitering the meal, nonetheless, this only applies in certain cases, and even then there are restrictions. So first off, number one, waitering at a meal never allows you, never gives you a heter to eat at the meal, but simply to be present at the meal and eat in a side room. Number two, even if he will be eating in a side room, whether he may participate and eat in a side room and go inside once in a while to waiter, this is a machlekes in Paiskim, and practically we rule that one may be lenient if he is a relative of the Bala Simcha, meaning that by a relative, in which in any event there are other reasons to be lenient to allow him to participate in a meal, we join it with the lenient opinion who allows participating and waitering the meal in the main hall to the opinion who's lenient by relatives, and say that a relative may be lenient to waiter a meal in the main hall and then eat in a side room, as we explained. This is the general rule, although there are certain very close relatives in which we allow them to participate in the actual meal, and they don't even have to be a mishamish in order to do so, and that's beyond the scope of this discussion. All these cases and more have all been delineated in our book, The Laws of Mourning, Volume 2, Chapters 22 and 23, 22 regarding Shloshim, 23 regarding the rest of the year, and on our website on the relevant topic of mourning. See there for all further details and specific cases of question.
Thank you for listening to ShulchanAruchHarav.com. Our free services of making Torah knowledge available to the public depends on donors like you. Please help us continue our work through making even a small contribution at ShulchanAruchHarav.com under the Daily Halacha Dedication section or in the subscription page. Also, check out our online courses and many Sefarim available for purchase that will both enhance your Torah knowledge and help support our work.